together to ensure the new Taliban rulers keep their promises. Hurricane Sam continues to show signs of strengthening. It's now a Category 3 storm in the Atlantic. Forecasters say it's likely it'll strengthen even more before the weekend is over. National Hurricane Center says Sam has maximum sustained winds right now of 120 miles per hour, likely to become a Cat 4 tomorrow with winds up to 140. And firefighters in California say they're hoping that shifting winds and cooler temps will help. This is SRN News.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless. Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, on and on. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been a company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veterans and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code GORKA. Always special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America. patriotmobile.com/GORKA 972-PATRIOT.
Nothing will truck your blues away like a great deal on a truck of your dreams at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. September is truck month, and new trucks are on the way. Get Labor Day savings all month long. Come by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or call them at 334-285-9300. See if yours is headed their way. To make truck month extra special, Larry Puckett has expanded truck month to include a large selection of used trucks. All are priced to sell. As always, if you have an extra vehicle, bring it in for an instant cash offer. Larry Puckett not only has great buys on new Chevrolets, but they have a lot full of all pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or shop them online at LarryPuckett.com. You'll find great deals on automobiles at Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends, old and new? Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at HerbShopAL.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful string of nice days and nights continues. For tonight, we're headed for another comfortable night. Clear skies, overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, high in the middle 80s, so we're getting a little warmer, but still the humidity is under control and plenty of sunshine. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think we're in the upper 80s, and that's actually normal for this time of the year, but still the humidity not out of control at all. We're going to be storm-free for several more days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed. Although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology. And I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon. I've been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days without people coming up and thanking me for standing up for them, whether I'm at work or at events in Kentucky, at airports, in restaurants, or in stores. People thank me for taking a stand. They thank me for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide is turning as more and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying, my kids need to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not, not this time, I choose freedom?
Amen. That was Rand Paul, of course, and he's right. Folks, we have the power to stop this. We just have to get together and impose our will on these servants who supposedly or purportedly work for us. We need to push it. We need to push it, push it, push it. That is, if you care enough about your family and you care enough about your own life. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just rather watch TV and drink beer. It's all about football, whatever. You know, maybe you just would rather go hunt than give a damn about your country and your family and your world. But something's got to give, folks. They're killing us. And it's mind-blowing. I'm at a loss for words, and that very rarely happens. I'm at a loss for words. I don't understand the apathy. What is wrong with everybody? Is it the aerosols? Is it the crap they're spraying us with? And believe me, they're spraying us. Oh, my God, this morning I bet I took 300 pictures of the things in the sky. Unbelievable. But, ask yourself, why are they giving us the full court press on this so-called vaccine, which it's not, it's a jab? Why are they giving us full court press on this? Why do they want so bad? Because they know that anyone who resists this is going to be a problem later on. The ones who take it, well, they're going to drop dead within 3 years. They're not worried about them so much. But the ones who don't, we're going to be a problem. We're going to be a fly in the ointment, so to speak. That's why they want us all to take it. There was a post on Facebook today. Somebody, and I'm not going to call any names, but they were complaining about one of the hosts on this network. I'll just go ahead and tell you, April Marie. He was complaining because he said a man called and was talking about his son was in prison and couldn't get him released. He was in prison for a violent crime. That's all he said. He wouldn't explain, but he had been in there like 33 years. The man was upset because other people had been, they let other people out, but they won't let his son out. He was upset. Well, the person who posted all this was criticizing her, April Marie, for not chiding the man or asking him, what did he do? He probably deserves to be in there. I don't know. But what she ultimately said was, well, I'll pray for him, which I think was probably the best thing she could have said. But listen, you don't understand. You have to sit behind this microphone in this studio to understand the pressure that you have when you take a phone call. You're flying without a net. You've got to think on your feet. What is she supposed to say to this man? Is she supposed to say, well, he probably deserved it, sir, if he really hurt somebody? You can't say that. What is she supposed to say? It's a no-win situation for her. And yeah, I'm taking up for her because in this case, I think she's right. You know, it's easy to quarterback when you're sitting in the stands. It's a lot easier to do it that way. It's hard to sit in this chair and do the right thing every time because it's just like I said, you're flying without a net. I know you're thinking, who's a net? That's an old girlfriend, but that's a whole nother story. Seriously, I think she did the right thing, and what else could she have said? So just give her a break. That's all I'm going to say about that. Zelenko. I'm going to read you what he said about Trump, and it's amazing because everything this man is saying is exactly what I have been telling you. So when we get back from this aggravating 3-minute break, I will read this to you because I think he nails it. You're thinking, of course you think he nails it because he's validating what you said. Well, it's true. I will always validate the truth. And if I'm wrong, I will admit I'm wrong. But in this case, I'm not wrong. I'm right. Anyway, be back in 3 minutes. Come back with me.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh! Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and his name is Foster Grump. And Mr. Grump, I understand you've been checking out some of the businesses downtown.
Yes, we have. We went down to Taco Pecan, and you know what, Bubba? They have the most wonderful things. They have roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, all kinds of great pecans. And, you know, I wanted to go find something for my girl, Janie. And so I went in there, and they had some wonderful treats like necklaces and purses, things like that. And even Lieutenant Stan came and got him an ice cream cone. So y'all need to come check out Tucker Pecan.
All right, Mr. Grump, thank you very much. David Little, tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
College football is almost here. Don't forget your tailgating supplies. You can get them at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Since our family business first opened in 1982, we've built our reputation on honesty, supplying quality products, and going the extra mile. We're still doing that. One customer, one Kubota at a time. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Dr. Zelenko, let me tell you what else he said. He mentions Donald Trump. They were able to pull off something that the side of goodness has not yet figured out how to do, but we will. Thanks to President Trump, they became clumsy because Trump wasn't supposed to win. They would have had plenty of time on their Clinton's compliance to finish all the necessary preparatory stages and to take away our freedom so gradually and slowly that we wouldn't even notice our own enslavement. However, when Trump won unexpectedly in 2016 and in 2017, he went to Davos. He told the globalists that, "I'm a nationalist, make America great again, president, and I'm going to renegotiate all these toxic entanglements that the United States has." So then Soros, the next day, went on international media and said that Trump is the most dangerous human being on the planet and must be taken down. So what happened was they felt the pressure of time. They escalated their timetable in terms of how they would actualize their global enslavement plan, and it culminated in the biggest fraudulent election, probably such outright fraud, but they had no choice. As I have told you, I told you that. Trump was a fly in the ointment who slowed this thing down. And I told you, they will start World War III, whatever it has to do to get this man out of office. And they just boldly stole an election. Everybody knows it. We have video proof of it. But it doesn't matter. So now we have 80 million Americans who voted and feel that their votes were stolen. And there's a bubbling in the country of being awakened to high levels of consciousness to what is being done to us. This is very important because the only way to defeat these devolved pagans, good term, is through an educated public, because there's many, many more of us than there are of them. Told you that, too. We outnumber them billions to one, folks. We have 450 million guns in the hands of private citizens of this country. That's really the only reason why the Biden why the tapioca bowl of pudding residing in the White House pretending to be president, stormtroopers aren't breaking your door down and getting in your house right now, holding you down and inoculating you with their jab. In Australia, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are illegal. Any doctor who prescribes it will go to jail. They've even built concentration camps, quarantine camps to take their unvaccinated. I think we're segregating into cities of refuge with freedom-centered living versus continents of tyranny, where devolved pagans serve, worshiping the vaccine and corrupt governments and sociopathic oligarchs. With all of this, Dr. Zelenko is optimistic and hopeful. I believe we're on the cusp of a transformative, redemptive event where the truth will reign and the false narrative will be destroyed. It's going to be a little bumpy, you know, some turbulence, but I think that every human being is now given a wonderful opportunity to turn away from bad. He probably should have said evil there, which would be giving into the fear, living in isolation, taking the poison death shot, and putting your faith in the workings of a man, which is really a path towards idol worship and child sacrifice, as we see that they're doing, versus choosing God, your creator, who's making you every second. Happy birthday. He just made you. And realizing that the anxiety only lives in that space where God is absent. So if you fill the void with faith, that's the ultimate weapon against tyranny. People that bow down to God will not bow down to man, and evil knows that. So this is an opportunity to live in a God-conscious way, and by doing so, to join the camp of the living. You know, they say the righteous are called alive even after they're dead, and the wicked are called dead even when they're alive. Wow. It's a way of looking at life and death as the proximity to the source of life. The closer you are to the giver of life, the more alive you are. The further away you are, the less alive you are. So it's a spectrum of revealed consciousness. I view this as a wonderful opportunity to increase in faith, to turn away from superficial and transient pleasures, and to focus more on things that are to be prioritized, like the sanctity of life, like fulfilling the Creator's will, like act of goodness and acts of kindness. We can even keep it simple. Look at the Ten Commandments. Bring back the basics. If we really want to build back better, bring back the basics. Bring back the Ten Commandments. By the way, I am a globalist. I believe God, the King of Kings, is the ultimate global leader, and I do believe there should be a great reset from paganism to divine-centered living. Wow. That, by the way, is on Alexandria Bruce, his website called Forbidden Knowledge. You probably should check that out. That's an excellent video. And I like Zelenko, and everything he just said is great. If you fill your mind with God-centered things, there's nowhere for evil to reside, right? That makes perfect sense. Believe it or not, the tapioca bowl of pudding, who's living in that box that's locked from the outside in the underneath the White House, has increased the welfare. SNAP payments have been increased 25%. Tell me they're not purposely trying to destroy our economy. 25% increase. Of course, the obvious question is, where's the money coming from? They don't have any money. It's unbelievable. Something else the tapioca bowl of pudding is doing that's unconstitutional. He's forging ahead with a cryptic federal program to expand government control of property under the guise of combating climate change. Yeah, here we go again. Basically, the program is a land grab targeting 680 million acres in America, and they're disguising it as environmental conservation. Breitbart broke this. Republican Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska has been leading the charge to oppose the tapioca bowl of pudding so-called 30 by 30 executive order, which calls for the government to conserve at least 30% of all land and water in the U.S. by 2030. Let me tell you something about executive orders. Executive orders were created so presidents could, like, designate a day as Margaret Thatcher Day or designate a flower. It was not meant to bypass the will of the people. It was not meant to get around Congress. That's not what it was designed to do, but it's been usurped like they do everything. They've taken advantage of the opportunity, and now they're doing things that we, the people, do not want them to do. But there's nobody there to tell them no. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of politics. I'm so sick of their political protocols. Well, we can't do that. We can't just stop them. We have to go through a hearing, and then we have to do this, and we have to file these articles, and da-da-da. While you guys are busy doing that, they're busy destroying everything in America, and you're going to let them do it. You know, it becomes clear to me every day why we've had the big purge in the military. Because it seems to me that the only opportunity we're ever going to possibly have to take America back is through the military. But they control most of the brass now, so that's not going to happen. Unbelievable. All right, I've told you that the jab has graphene in it. It has nanotechnology in it. Some of them actually have parasites in them. They're fibrous parasites, like the ones I've been telling you about for seven freaking years. The Morgellons parasites, they're in them too. Well, it looks like there's a new phase of weirdness associated with the rollout of these jabs, and that would be Bluetooth. It looks like Bluetooth connectivity is compatible with the vaccine. There's been a string of bizarre events, and this high strangeness shows no signs of ending. First, we discovered the COVID vax were affecting the unvaccinated just by being in their vicinity, probably via their frequencies. Now we've discovered magnets stuck to the injection site. We know about all that. Now we have evidence of a brand new phenomenon, which still needs to be verified. That is a possible Bluetooth vaccine. A recent video posted on Brighteon, that's Mike Adams' video network, Brighteon, shows a man who says he was vaccinated, explaining that he feels fine, except everywhere he goes, devices in the vicinity try to connect to him. Yes, they try to connect to him. The man states that devices such in his car, his home computer, they try to connect to him via Bluetooth. And he shows us a notification on his phone with a little Bluetooth pairing bar requesting a device called AstraZeneca, CHADOX1-S. He even walks over to a TV hanging on the wall in the restaurant where he's sitting. He gets close. The TV picks up the same AstraZeneca signal. And of course, as you probably know by now, AstraZeneca is one of the four big pharma companies with Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, who have brought this COVID jab to the market. I told you they're going to connect us all to the big grid. You're going to be a smart human. This is all going to be connected to the Internet of Things, the smart grid, where the smart cities have the smart houses with the smart appliances, and you are going to be the smart human in those smart houses, in those smart cities, in this smart planet, surrounded by 20,000 satellites beaming down various frequencies to every square inch of this planet. This insanity has got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. Maybe it's going to take the return of Yeshua. Maybe that's when it's going to be stopped. I see us going into the Great Tribulation, the worst time ever in the history of this planet, according to Scripture. There's so many other things going on that I could talk about, but I'm sure most of you already think I'm out there. I'm a conspiracy theorist or whatever. So I'm not going to, well, I'm going to hold back on other stuff until I get all my ducks in a row, and then I'm going to present you with stuff that I see going on right now. Just mind-blowing. It's really mind-blowing. I'll just say this. The Bible says that in the end times, in the Great Tribulation, men will faint from fear from what's come upon this earth. They're already here. What's come upon this earth has come upon this earth. They're here now. I have proof of it. What I consider proof. Of course, every time I show it to somebody, they go, I don't see anything. Okay, whatever. But I've taken thousands of pictures. They're here. Whatever they are, they're here. Now, it could be a great deception because the Bible does talk about a great deception. So is the great deception. I mean, we've been deceived so many times, it's hard to figure out what the great one's going to be. Is it going to be the fact that this jab is not a vaccine? Is it the fact that COVID is not really what they say it is? I mean, which deception are we supposed to key in on? So many deceptions, so little time. But that's the way it works in the federal government. Oh, our founding fathers are spinning over in our graves like gyroscopes right now, folks. Unbelievable. Got to hit a break. It's a big one. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Y'all come back with me. Got a lot more to talk about.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to? to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Through the end of September at all Gray's Tire and Auto locations, get up to a $100 Visa cash card when you purchase four qualifying light truck or SUV general tires. And through the end of October, have your brake service to Gray's Tire and Auto and have the option to get back or give $40 for the fight against breast cancer.
And now get a $70 Visa reward card with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain tires or a $50 Visa reward card on four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires through October 4th.
Visit Gray's Tire.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful string of nice days and nights continues. For tonight, we're headed for another comfortable night. Clear skies, overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, high in the middle 80s, so we're getting a little warmer, but still the humidity is under control and plenty of sunshine. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think we're in the upper 80s, and that's actually normal for this time of the year, but still the humidity not out of control at all. We're going to be storm-free for several more days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
John Mellencamp. Love the music. Can't stand the guy's political opinions. He's an idiot. Welcome to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. All right. People who will understand the background to the discovery of the fact that for some crazy reason, they're picking up Bluetooth. Wait, hold on a second. Okay, I was trying to figure out what's going on with the computer. Sorry about that. They will understand the background. What we're talking about here is transhumanism and the Operation Coronavirus Nanotech connection. You need to understand this is yet another bit of truth that the non-vaccines are injecting some type of biosensor into us. That starts the process of turning people essentially into nodes on the smart grid. I've been telling you this was coming. From the viewpoint of the transhumanism agenda, none of these phenomena are actually very strange at all. They make complete sense. And of course, they're in total alignment with the agenda to turn man into a machine. Remember what I've been telling you. What Satan is doing and having his minions here on Earth do is he wants to out-create the Creator, whom I call God, and that's all caps. That's not going to happen, but Satan's going to use nanotechnology and use technology to make a better human. Human 2.0, so to speak. A smart human, right? Now, if you look in the book of Revelation, Scripture tells us, and there's this interesting verse in there, and I don't know where it is off the top of my head, but it says, men will seek death, but not find it. I think what the writer of Revelation, John, is telling us is that these people who have been augmented via the satanic transhumanism agenda, they're going to be immortal. They can't die. But listen, there's a huge difference in being immortal and living forever. If you're a Christian, you believe in Yeshua, you believe in God, you're going to live forever. And I mean live. Have all your emotions, feel happiness, feel joy. Everything that makes a human, you're going to do that forever, right? But just because you're immortal, that doesn't mean you're going to live. You're going to be artificial. You're going to lose your ever-loving soul. Think about that. That's what transhumanism is doing. It's eliminating the soul from man. It doesn't take a genius to predict that there will be many more such phenomena that will surface in the weeks, months, and years to come. It could be that someone will one day discover that they have a synthetic or metallic body part inside of them that they didn't know that they had. It could be that someone feels something moving under their skin. That would be me. It could be that suddenly someone sees some kind of semi-alive fiber protruding out of their body. That would be me. There are weird fibers reminiscent of Morgellons in some COVID masks. It could be that people start to feel sensations, information, or messages beamed at them are beamed to the biosensor receiver that is now embedded in their bodies. The New World Order manipulators were not joking when they talked years ago about the Internet of Things and how it's going to work in conjunction with 5G. I have told you about this and told you about this. Klaus Schwab wasn't joking when his World Economic Forum talked recently of the Internet of Bodies. These Orwellian things are coming very rapidly into our reality, and we better pay attention. The transhumanistic desire to turn all of us into human 2.0 is happening right before our very eyes, and it's high time to wake up to the agenda before it's too late. Makia Freeman, who's probably my favorite, him and Rappaport are my two favorite authors online, he wrote that. He has a site called The Freedom Articles. If you get a chance, you will want to check him out because he's on the beat. The Freedom Articles, Makia Freeman. Great author. He knows what's going on. So all of this is, it's all about good versus evil. Everything is. Everything that's talked about is a symptom of the fight between good and evil. One thing that just blows me away is how people still trust in the various machinations of this rogue or government gone rogue, our former of by and for the people government, and all the different little departments and the things they put out there. Remember, they run in reverse. What they tell you is the exact opposite of their true intention. And ask yourself why they're utilizing every weapon at their disposal to deceive us into taking this jab. It's not a vaccine. And now we're getting information that's 180 degrees away from what we were told just a few years prior. Take, for instance, and I hate these people. Well, I don't. Hate's a bad word. I do not care for these people. And that's the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. Here's what they said back in 2008. Nevertheless, it is worth emphasizing to public officials that the Supreme Court has ruled that competent individuals have a right to refuse any medical treatment, including life-sustaining treatment, and this includes vaccinations. That was back in, what, 08? Now, here's what they said just this month. Do vaccine mandates violate civil liberties? Some who have refused vaccinations claim as much. We disagree. At the ACLU, we are not shy about defending civil liberties, even when they're very unpopular, but we see no civil liberties problem with requiring COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, these people are detestable. They are detestable. They're right there in the same little group of scumbags as our local. You know who I'm talking about, the local people here. You know, their name is a complete 180 degrees away from what their true purpose is. No question. No question. It blows me away. I can't understand why people can't see through this. I don't understand it. There is something we can do. There is something we can do, and that is try kindness. You know, stress is like at epidemic levels, and it should be because everything is going on, but there's ways. And the thing that helps me more than anything, and I have tried everything under the sun to do something about this, more gallons, whatever it is that I've got going on with me. The only thing that gives me any bit of relief is when I try to get out of myself and help other people. This show helps me. I've told you, it's therapy for me. It's therapy because it gets me out of my own head, and I get to try to help people and share things that I've learned. Kindness. But here's the deal. There's a catch. You should always do random acts of kindness. However, you don't talk about it. No one should know that you did it because that destroys it. If you're at the grocery store and an older lady takes her buggy out and unloads it, offer to take her buggy back for her. Hold the door for people. Little things, little random acts of kindness. When I do it now, it's like people are blown away. It's like they never expected someone to do just something silly or something little like that. That's how far we've fallen, folks. A random act of kindness is so powerful, and it makes God smile. It gives me hope. It gives me hope for a future that doesn't have a whole lot of it. You know, when we put our own troubles aside and focus our energy on being kind and helping others, it decreases our stress level. It has been proven that kindness positively impacts hormonal levels in our bodies, leading to both mental and physical health benefits. Those who strive to be kind have 23% less cortisol, the stress hormone, and they age slower than the average population. Kindness also stimulates the production of serotonin, the feel-good hormone, helping calm the mind and elevate our moods. Not only do stress levels decrease, but so does blood pressure and pain level. Being kind to others releases chemicals like endorphins and oxytocin. Almost thought it was oxycontin for a minute. Oxytocin dilates blood vessels, which in turn helps decrease blood pressure, while endorphins acts as our body's natural painkillers. So if you're feeling a little bit sluggish, instead of grabbing a Red Bull or something, try spreading some kindness and get a natural energy boost. I got to hit a break.
When getting a service all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The Jim Carroll Band, They Died. Good song. A little morbid. Kind of fits in with what's going on. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to figure this computer system out. Got a board that's got a whole bunch of stuff I've never seen before on it, so that's interesting. Let's see what else we got before we open the phones up. When we get back from this next break here in 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 272-9228 is going to be the number there. 272-9228. Mike Adams. No relation, as far as I know. And you have to take everything he says with a proverbial grain of salt, because he seems to me has an overflated opinion of his own importance. And like most of those on the far right, continually hawk their own line of products that they try to sell you that will purportedly protect you from the bad stuff that he's going to warn you about, you know, self-fulfilling money-making prophecy, so to speak. Okay, word around the rabbit hole is that a DARPA document has been leaked. Now, for those who don't know, DARPA is the publicly known section that does black research, stuff that would keep all of us awake at night if we really knew what they were up to, and it's bad stuff. I don't like DARPA. So this document that was leaked, if it's legitimate, and if it wasn't intentionally leaked to mislead us, it's pretty terrifying. It confirms, or it says, that an organized attack on humanity using aerosoled, skin-penetrating nanoparticle spike proteins is going to happen. Oh, and if anyone out there insists that chemtrails are a conspiracy theory, let me say to you right now, you're a moron. Stop listening to what they tell you to believe or not believe, and learn, again, to trust in your own eyesight. Look up. That's all you got to do. Look up. Okay, beyond the bombshell DARPA document leaked to Drastic, which shows the EcoHealth Alliance and Fauci conspired to release aerosol skin-penetrating spike protein nanoparticles into wild bat populations in China and would immediately leap to humans, just like they planned it to, we also have bombshell intel about something else that makes all that even worse. It has been confirmed that Drastic and Fauci, working via the Wuhan Institute of Virology, were able to create over 180 strains of coronavirus bioweapons and put them under the control of the communist China, which is an act of treason. Really doesn't matter these days. Apparently treason no longer exists. We now know from other sources that CCP-run bioweapons deployment teams have crossed the U.S. border carrying MERS-augmented biological weapons with at least a 30% fatality rate, with plans to release them in major U.S. cities whenever the order goes down to do so. Now, I don't like to read this stuff to you because it can't be verified, but I'm supposed to tell you everything, so I'm telling you everything. The original EcoHealth Alliance proposal that got leaked is, there's this long number. I'll post this if they'll let me. Investigative journalist Laura Logan has confirmed all of this through her own sources, and she's now warning that the migrant crisis in Texas is the perfect cover for America's enemies to sneak in a dangerous biological weapon. Our sources, this is Mike Adams talking, who have been in touch with Laura Logan, have confirmed that she knows much more, but isn't yet at liberty to go public with the full details. Let's see. DARPA originally funded MERS, but refused to support any effort to release it into the wild. They wanted to keep it a strategic last-ditch biological weapon for extreme emergencies. Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance finagled a way to get their hands on MERS, which became the template for the gain-of-function research that was laundered through the WIV, that would be the Wuhan Institute of Virology, using our U.S. taxpayer money. Elements from MERS, HIV, SARS, and other viral strains were engineered together to create the chimeric, that means part human, part something else, bioweapons with special affinity for human ACE2 receptors. Daszak and Fauci approached DARPA to request funding to release their bioweapons in China. DARPA refused. So they found funding through globalist sources that support world depopulation. You see, SARS-CoV-2 was never designed to kill. It was designed to spread rapidly with low fatality to create worldwide panic and a demand for vaccines, so because they want us to take the jab. Excuse me. The jab, along with government lockdowns and global communism, due to, quote, cases diagnosed via fraudulent PCR tests. But MERS is a super deadly bioweapon. This will be released next, a souped-up version of MERS that has been weaponized via Fauci, the NIH, and the WIV under the control of the People's Liberation Army. The EcoHealth Alliance project proposal to DARPA mentions their plans to develop 3 to 5 coronavirus bioweapon strains each and every year. This was to be an ongoing, never-ending assault on humanity via biological weapons, all funded by the U.S. military working with Communist China. We don't yet know the official designation of this MERS bioweapon, but let's just call it Super MERS for now. It's already in the hands of the PLA operators who have crossed into the U.S. via the Mexican narco smuggling routes. The CCP/PLA has hundreds of military advisors working with Mexican narcos with the promise that the narcos will receive a piece of the southern USA, which China occupies and defeats the United States. These Chinese bioweapons operatives are told to simultaneously release their super MERS across U.S. cities when given the activation command, which could come via public means such as the New York Times being ordered by China to use a certain phrase on a certain day. Of course, the New York Times has long been under China's influence because they own it, just like the Democrats and half the U.S. Senate and all of big tech. White House is almost completely controlled by the CCP, and the tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president is essentially a puppet of Communist China. We knew that. Let's see. The super MERS strain will kill at least 30% of those who are infected under normal circumstances, but because the COVID vaccines have destroyed the immune response among vaccinated individuals, the death rate of the vaccinated may be significantly higher, 50 to 60% is what they're guessing. The super MERS strain is effectively the second half of the binary weapon system, with the first half being the, quote, vaccine. This is why tyrannical government has pushed so hard for mass vaccinations. It's the setup for the kill. The tapioca bowl of pudding administration has been working with China all along to achieve a 70% vax rate in the USA, which would translate into an overall kill of at least 20% of the U.S. population once they release the super MERS virus. We're talking 70 million people, or more than 10 times the statistics of the Nazi Holocaust. The release of this virus cannot be stopped. The agents are already in place. The border has long been penetrated. America's military was ordered to stand down during all of this via treasonous Pentagon criminals like Miley and Austin. The left-wing media is in all of this, too, as is big tech. They're all taking orders from China. The release of the super MERS will be called a variant by the criminal government, and they will blame the unvaccinated while activating the CDC's death COVID camps to round up political dissidents and begin mass executions That'll be done via the, what are those things called that chops your head off? I forget the name of those things. They're going to use those because guillotine. The guillotine's really one of the few ways to kill someone and yet not affect their organs so they can transplant or sell the organs. Map. See, they have a map of the current quarantine stations that will be transmorphed into COVID death camps. Well, COVID death camps, rather. The CDC has a legal authority to detain any person who may have an infectious disease that is specified by executive order to be quarantinable. That's from the government CDC government website. The CDC has a legal authority to detain any person who may have an infectious disease that is specified by executive order to be quarantinable. Of course, you know the tapioca bowl of pudding signed an executive order addressing quarantinable diseases, adding measles to that, of course. Of course, when you have the fraudulent PCR testing, what does that mean? It means all of this has to be thrown into question, that you can't trust anything these people say. You can't trust anything they do. Folks, they're evil. They are the epitome of evil. As I tell my mom every time we talk about this, as mom, you know, you're 83, 84 years old. You can't wrap your mind around the level of evil that these people represent. If you just knew what they did to children, it would probably make you sick. And then you wouldn't believe it. Any normal, rational, greatest generation person has a hard time wrapping their mind around it. Even those who went to Nazi Germany and liberated the camps, they've seen some despicable stuff. But this is right along those lines, if not worse. You can't trust them. What's sad to me is I've got cousins that I've tried to talk to about this, and they won't have anything to do. Oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, you have no idea what they've done. Just earlier, I went through just a few things they've lied about. They've lost the benefit of the doubt with me. And they should, with any rational person capable of critical thinking, they should lose the benefit of the doubt. They have no trust. They have no trust equity. They've lied and violated the trust so many times. They have no equity with me. I remember a long time ago when I was a kid, and I probably told this before. But I remember lying to my father. And when my dad found out I lied, he had tears in his eyes. He said, I can never really fully trust you. And I didn't get it. You know, I just thought, I was just trying to keep from being whipped for something. I don't even remember what it was. And of course, I didn't get it because I was a kid, but now I get it. You know, now when a niece or a nephew or whatever tells us a lie, it's like, now I kind of got to, anything you tell me, I got to kind of weigh and go, huh. You know, it changes the whole dynamic. But when these people have lied to us continually over and 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 over again, how can you trust anything they tell us? If they came on the news and said that Knoxville has been nuked, I'd have to call people I know in Knoxville and ask, have you guys been nuked? I don't trust them. They've lost the benefit of the doubt with me, and that's sad. But they have nothing but bad things in store for us, folks. Need to understand that.